Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Cross in the Desert, speaking hope and freedom to Iran. I'm your host, Randy L. Noble, and thank you once again for taking time out of your busy life to join me today on the broadcast. Today is Monday, January 9th, 2023. I know, it takes me just a second to remember this is not 2022, this is 2023. I want to update us on the latest happenings in the revolution in Iran. Very sad news from this past weekend. I'm devastated by two more innocent freedom fighters being executed. I'm speaking of the execution of Mohammad Husseini and Mohammad Mehdi Karami. They were executed both on Saturday, January 7th, by the Mubarak regime in Iran. These two heroes will forever live in our hearts and remembered for making the ultimate sacrifice for freedom. A little bit about one of those that was executed. By the way, this regime takes such pride in killing intelligent, athletic people. Remember just a couple of years ago, Navid, the wrestler, was executed. He was a well-known, worldwide, world-class wrestling champion. Today, or this past weekend, Mohammad Mehdi Karami, who was executed on January 7th, was a karate champion in the city of Karaj. He was denied a lawyer and the chance to properly defend himself in a fair trial. And according to informed sources, he was subjected to torture and molestation while in prison. After receiving the death sentence, he called his father to update him and said, "Don't tell mom." His father is worried for the health of Mohammed's mom, as he says she is very attached to Mohammed. He is beloved and will be remembered as a martyr for freedom. Tremendous, tremendous athlete, tremendous person, tremendous freedom fighter, put to death by this barbaric, evil regime, along with Mohammad Husseini, both of them very brave, very courageous. What I also learned in the last 24 hours is there are two young men who have just been sent to solitary confinement, and that means they're going to be executed. I'm speaking of Mohammad Broghani, Mohammad Gobalu. What we need to do is make their case known to the world, to be speaking out for them and praying for them. But this barbaric regime spares no innocent lives, and now they're going after younger men, those that are 18 or younger, to put them to death. And there is an international law against the barbaric treatment and execution of minors. And so we need to speak out for Mohammad Broghani and Mohammad Gobalu. I'm sorry if I made mistakes with that last name. So this is some very tragic news. I hate to have to bring you this news on my radio program. another tragedy that happened not too long ago, but related to everything I'm speaking to you about, is the story of an Iranian artist. She was very gifted in her paintings. Her name was Maryam Salamian, and she tragically committed suicide after being banned from leaving the airport because of her activism activities. According to sources, Maryam Salamian was busy standing up for Mahsa Amini, you know, the young Kurdish girl who started this whole revolution and was murdered in custody back on September 16th. Maryam was involved, of course, in peacefully protesting, standing up for the rights of women. She had recently obtained a visa to leave the country, to go to Austria, and of course, security forces stopped her at the airport. And because of all the trauma, because of her not being able to go to Austria, being denied her freedom to leave, according to sources, she committed suicide. There's other sources that say she was killed by the security forces. You never know exactly what to believe, but we know one thing for sure, that this brutal regime kills people. And so it wouldn't be surprising that they had something to do with her death, although the official cause of death, according to sources on the internet, is suicide. It's just sad to have to tell you all of these things. Another person I want us to think about, to speak out for and pray about, is Hassan Firouzi. He just had a daughter. I mean, he's got a newborn daughter. He's holding her in his arms. There's a picture of him with this beautiful child on my Facebook page. He was arrested by security forces in Iran for protesting, and he has been severely tortured. He was hospitalized for internal bleeding and has now been sentenced to death. Prison officials have told his family they will be informed one day before his execution. And all Hassan says is that he just wants to see his daughter one last time before his execution. This is just awful to have to read this news to you. I guess the only good news I can pass on in the last few days is prominent Iranian actress Tarana Aladousti was released on bail after being in prison for 3 weeks. Why? She supported the anti-regime protesters in Iran. She posted a photo of herself on social media without wearing the mandatory headscarf. Now, continues to defy the hijab law. Even after being released on bail, you can see a picture of her walking around with flowers in her arms and not wearing the required hijab. You go, girl. That's Tarana Aladousti, and she is one of the prominent actresses in Iran that has been released. There is more I could talk to us about, but I want to spend some time this morning introducing you, giving you a brief preview of the new book that I have started writing called Uprising, We Are the Revolution. I'm very happy to report that my dear friend Heather Joy, who's a prophetic teacher and also someone that works with Iranians on the internet, she is going to be helping me and assisting me in writing this book. She has a story in the book that is very powerful. Unfortunately, Heather suffered with sexual abuse and rape years ago, and she has a ministry to Iranians to minister to them and to share the good news of Christ, to teach them English, just to be with them in some way and support them. And I believe God is going to use her incredible story of sexual abuse to really resonate with Iranian women that she talks to online, that will help them see that they're not alone, that she's been there too. And so I am so looking forward to her story in my book. I wanted to give you a preview of the first several pages of Uprising. Of course, it has the title page. And on page two, I have a picture of slain protester Nika Shakarami. And it's actually two pictures. It's a picture of her as a child and her as an adult, 16 years old, when she was murdered. It was on September 20th, 2022, that Nika was brutally murdered by security forces in the city of Tehran. Her crime? Peacefully protesting for freedom. She was only 16. Never forget Nika. That's on page 2 of my new book. On page 3, there's a picture of a woman holding a headscarf in her hand. She's standing there in front of the Iranian government. And here's what I wrote. The famous slogan, "Woman, life, freedom," has given birth to a powerful, indestructible, female-led movement in Iran that is hell-bent on overthrowing a dictatorship government that has oppressed their human rights for more than 40 years. Iranian women are not just protesting against the hijab law or for a few strands of hair. These courageous women are fighting for freedom, justice, and democracy against a deadly gender apartheid system. So that's right there on page 3 of Uprising. Now on page 4, I write the following message. It is an absolute passion of my life to be a voice for my dear Iranian friends. The Bible instructs me to be a voice of hope and freedom for them. Quote, "Open your mouth for the mute, for the rights of all who are destitute. Open your mouth, judge righteously, defend the rights of the poor and needy." Proverbs 31, chapter 31, verses 8 through 9, and that's the English Standard Version translation. Right beneath that, again, is Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 through 9 in the NIV translation, and it reads, quote, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves. Ensure justice for those being crushed. Yes, speak up for the poor and helpless and see that they get justice." That's on page number 5. Now on page 6, I focused in on a particular passage of scripture I use all the time in praying for my Iranian friends. There is a powerful little psalm that God has put on my heart to use in my daily prayer time for my Iranian friends. I have posted it in almost every book that I've written. This psalm has become the passionate cry of my heart to God that he will deliver them from the oppression and fear of a dictatorship government. I am confident that the evil foundation of this current regime has many cracks in it, and God is about to crush it. Psalm 72, verses 12 through 14 in the New Living Translation declares he will rescue the poor when they cry to him. He will help the oppressed who have no one to defend them. He feels pity for the weak and the needy, and he will rescue them. He will redeem them from oppression and violence, for their lives are precious to him. I know God hears the cries of my heart for my dear Iranian friends. Daniel chapter 2, verse 20 declares, he controls the course of world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. God is sovereign, and at the appointed time, he will bring this evil government to their knees and avenge the Iranian people. Then on page 7, I have a brief story of Shervin Hajipour, who wrote an anthem for the uprising. Iranian artist Shervin Hajipour never dreamed that his 2.5-minute ballad would be watched on Instagram by more than 60 million viewers. Gathering comments from online tweets, Shervin composed an emotional song about Iranians angry at an oppressive government and desperately yearning for a better life, whose children were forced to, quote, pick through the trash in search of their dreams. Just 11 days after the unjust death of Mahsa Amini, Shervin posted a video of himself singing Barari on Instagram. It means four in English. The video immediately went viral, He was arrested 2 days later and forced to remove that popular video and shut down his Instagram account. The 25-year-old singer was summoned to the police station, charged with encouraging riots and acting against national security. And despite being arrested and forced to remove the video, his song Barari refused to die in the hearts of Iranians and people all over the world. Barari soon became an anthem song for worldwide protests and rallies. On October 1st, crowds of Iranians around the world in over 200 cities marched through the streets singing along to the lyrics of the song. What? It didn't stop there. People began calling for Hajipur's song to be nominated for a Grammy in the Best Song for Social Change category. Almost immediately, this song received 95,000 submissions for a Grammy Award, and that's according to the Recording Academy. Shervin has a profound connection in the hearts of millions of people by putting a face on the suffering of Iranians with this song. Recording Academy CEO Harvey Mason Jr. declared in a public statement, quote, "The Academy steadfastly supports freedom of expression and art that's created to empower communities in need. Because music serves the world, and the Recording Academy exists to serve music." Responding to intense worldwide pressure, Shervin Hajipur was released on bail back on October 4th, facing charges of spreading propaganda against the regime and encouraging and inciting people to acts of violence, and will stand trial in the near future. The Islamic Republic of Iran is notorious for squelching freedom of expression in the arts, and has in the past imprisoned musicians, film directors, dancers, actresses. Shervin Hajipur is one more example of this regime's desperate attempt to control the minds of talented musicians who pose a threat to their existence. Now, since Shervin's song was written and sung in Persian or Farsi, there's been a demand for that song to be translated into the English language so it could enjoy a greater reach among the people. Iranian-American singer Rana Mansour has composed a popular version in English on YouTube, and she entitled it Women, A Woman, Life, and Liberty. It's a wonderful song. I've played it many times on my program. You have to hear it and understand why it's become the anthem of this revolution. As we ponder the evil of this regime, I want us to understand the whole reason why I'm doing this book. It's because of Mahsa Amini. She became the unwilling victim that sparked a revolution. On page 9, I wrote a tribute to her. There's a picture of her in the ICU in a coma and a picture of her celebrating at her home. It says, "Dear Mahsa, you courageously defied the hijab law. Your unjust death sparked a revolution, an uprising that will never die. We are all Mahsa." And underneath that, I wrote from the song Uprising by Muse, "They will not force us. They will stop degrading us. They will not control us. And we will be victorious." What hope have we to give to the Iranian people? What promise from Scripture says to us that there is a day of reckoning, a day when this evil will end? Revelation chapter 21, verses 3 through 5 declares, and John is recording this visionary experience, "And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new." Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. For every Iranian who has suffered, for every Iranian who has died in the battle for freedom and knows Jesus, one day God will wipe every tear from your eye. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. God says, I'm making everything new. And you can be assured that this is going to happen. He says, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. I want you to hear Christian artist Phil Wickham as he sings a hymn of heaven based on this beautiful passage of Scripture. Let's listen.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the street, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy,
song of great beauty, a song of great worship, Phil Wickham, Hymn of Heaven. God says, I am making everything new. For the thousands of years of our existence here on planet Earth, we have witnessed corruption, decadence, sin, depravity, and yet God says, out of the ashes of your suffering, I am making everything new. We can be assured that he will keep his promise because the Apostle John, who had this incredible vision in Revelation chapter 21, was told, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. There will be a day when he will wipe every tear from our eyes. There will be a day where there will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. When I meet with Heather to pray, we literally in our praying time, feel in our spirits the agony and the pain of the families of slain protesters, of executed loved ones. We feel it. It's an agony. But God says, when I make everything new and the old corruption is gone, you won't have to worry about death anymore. Jesus has conquered death, hell, and the grave. And there will never be mourning anymore or crying or pain. This is something incredible that you have to look forward to. Only if you know Jesus. You see, that is the most important thing I can tell you in the midst of all of this suffering and all of this pain. You must know Christ to realize the beauty of this promise, because he is our only hope. He is our only hope of salvation and freedom. And I just would urge you, if you don't know him, cry out to him. Ask him to reveal himself to you, and he will do just that. Now, I want us to keep in remembrance the families of these executed protesters, to pray for God's comfort and grace in this horrible time, and to remember the two young protesters that are on death row right now. They've been taken to solitary confinement, and we know that's next. All of these names are on my Facebook page. Please take the time to visit, to read these stories. And within the next couple of months, I hope to bring you the copy of my newest book, Uprising, We Are the Revolution. I'm praying that it is going to make a huge impact on the Iranian world. I want to thank you so much for joining me today on The Cross in the Desert. I will see you next Monday at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. We'll do it all over again. Have a great week. Safe.